1-800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. As we kick off this Monday edition of the program, Inside Hour Number 1, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is free. We give it away for your convenience, freetalklive.com. You know, this past Saturday, there was an email that we never got to, Mark. It was a pretty short email, but we were just so packed in with calls towards the end of the show, we did promise we were going to get to this issue, but we never did. So why don't we start out with that email, if possible?
I'd love to. From Alexander. Hey, guys, can you talk about capital punishment and your opinions on it? Since the execution of Rollin, that's Danny Rollin, the guy who killed, I think it was 5 University of Florida co-eds.
Wasn't that Ted Bundy?
No, Bundy killed some young girls, but I don't think any of them are U.S.
students.
I don't know if they were, but I don't recall them being U.S. students. Since the execution of Rollin, it's been a big topic around U.F.
Now, was Rollin, I don't know much about the case, was Rollin another student at the school or just some freaky dude?
Just some freaky dude killing girls in Gainesville.
Yikes.
My opinion on the subject, I think, is close to yours. I think that I'm all for capital punishment as soon as human beings are perfect. and until then, I don't think we should do something that can't be turned around in that sense. Like, for instance, if you put somebody in prison, you can always turn it around by releasing them. Granted, you can't give them back the time that they had in prison. But
they're not dead.
They're not dead, and a dead person you can't release from death row.
But what if we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this individual killed these girls?
How would you know beyond a shadow of a doubt?
What if he admits it?
Well, for one, why did he admit it?
He wants to die.
Okay. Then he can kill himself. I don't think that it's the role of the government to kill people. I don't like that.
Two wrongs don't make a right?
For that reason, I don't want to keep the death penalty around because the death penalty is like an army. When you have the death penalty, you're going to use it.
Yeah, but you know what?
They're going to say, you know, well, he admitted to it. The thing is, people admit often in order to avoid getting the death penalty.
Mm.
So I don't want to have that out there looming so that... I don't know. I mean,
by the way, I agree with you totally.
It makes people not want to admit. The only way you can get the death penalty is if you admit to having done it.
I agree with you totally on this issue. And normally, when it'll come up is when there'll be a story in the news about somebody who's been let out of jail because of some new evidence that has come up. Maybe they caught the real guy, or maybe there was DNA evidence that proved that exonerated him, vindicated him. And normally we'll bring that story up, and that's what will launch us into this death penalty discussion, because there have been something like 120 people in the last, 30 years that have been
123.
Released? Yeah, in the last 33 decades that have been released from prison because they didn't do it.
Released from prison because they didn't do it. Right.
And released from prison from being on death row, people who were going to die. And, of course, then it makes you wonder, well, how many people have we put to death who didn't actually commit the crimes that we thought that they did?
Right. There are 123 since 1973 that we have let go because they didn't do it.
Right.
Does that mean that we've been right 100% of the time and we have not put anybody to death that was innocent?
Ludicrous to believe that.
It seems unlikely to me.
No, it's ludicrous to believe that the criminal justice system, a government program, could be right 100% of the time in that way.
And the way it goes with these things is... you know, suppose you're in a small town, like the I Shot the Sheriff song. I mean, Sheriff John Brown's out to get you. He's hated you. Every time you plant a seed, he says, you know, kill it before it grows. Like, that guy just hates you. Small towns, I mean, the crimes committed in a small town, the trials held in that small town, the person's convicted to death in that small town, they go to a state prison. But do you think the prison officials in the state cares whether or not that person is innocent or guilty?
They just get another warm body that gets them an extra $50,000 a year or whatever.
Now, then they go to they get appeals and all that sort of thing. But appeals are only valid if you can show that you know, the court is definitely wrong in some certain circumstance, because you've already been convicted at that point. At that point, you have to prove that you're not guilty, not that the court has to prove that you are guilty. It's opposite at that point.
But, Mark, somebody could say, one of the death penalty supporters could say...
And I have been one.
Okay. Well, then you've probably heard this before, and in fact, I know you have. But one of the things they love to bring up is, well, what if it was your daughter? What if it was your son? then you'd feel differently, wouldn't you, Mark?
Well, the only response I've got to that is, what if it's your son who's put on death row for something he didn't do?
Ooh,
like
that's a
123
good
of these people were. I mean, on average, these people that are released served something like 5 years on death row. 5 years in a little room with no one else. And you're just in a line in a row of them, and it's noisy
you don't get a roommate
all the
on
time.
Death row?
No. I mean, you're a killer. They're going to give you a roommate. You get to exercise, like, I don't know, a couple times a week for an hour, which means that you go out into a pen and walk around in circles. And then they give you a bath every other day, or you can take a shower every other day. If they don't like you, they don't give you any hot water.
1-800-259-9231, that is the toll-free number if you want to chime in on the death penalty as to whether or not you think it's ever appropriate. I got to agree with you, Mark. There's not going to be much discussion here because I'm with you.
Yeah, as far as the death penalty goes, I mean, you could say that I support the death penalty when it occurs immediately, you know, like when the crime's being committed. Like, I think that.
Like, if I'm holding up a store with a gun, pointing guns at people, then somebody else with a gun exacting the death penalty right there, that's fine.
That's fine with me.
Sure, that's self-defense.
I'm for that.
Absolutely. And there's no court involved. You just take care of this.
You know, shooting somebody who's committing a felony, I got no problem with.
But what if it's the military in the streets of the United States shooting somebody?
What is the military doing in the streets of the United States? I mean, we're talking about Posse Comitatus here. They're not supposed to be in the
Well, I discovered something pretty disturbing over the weekend, Mark, and I wanted to get to it on Saturday night, but I sort of found it as we were doing the Saturday night show, and it was just too much. It was too much at the time, and it is really stunning. It's from, let's see, the website actually crashed because somebody put it on dig.com, and so I'm reading this from a mirror. I'm not actually sure. It's Toward Freedom, I guess, towardfreedom.com, I believe it is. In a stealth maneuver, according to Frank Morales, President Bush has signed into law a provision which, according to Senator Patrick Leahy, will actually encourage the president to declare federal martial law. It does so by revising the Insurrection Act, a set of laws that limits the president's ability to deploy troops within the United States. The Insurrection Act has historically, along with the Posse Comitatus Act, helped to enforce strict prohibitions on military involvement in domestic law enforcement. With one cloak swipe of his pen, Bush is seeking to undo those prohibitions. Now, you're thinking to yourself, when did this happen? When was it that Bush signed this mysterious law?
Wasn't it on the same day that he did the military...
Yeah, it was. I didn't know about this.
I didn't either.
It was the exact same day. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 was signed into law by Bush on October 17th in a private Oval Office ceremony, allows the president to declare a public emergency, so-called, and station troops anywhere in America, and take control of state-based National Guard units without the consent of the governor or local authorities in order to, so-called, suppress public disorder. President Bush seized his unprecedented power on the very same day that he signed the equally odious Military Commissions Act of 2006.
Now, why did... Generally, one passes a law. Generally, laws are passed for a reason. Like, we're concerned that such and such is happening or may happen, so we're going to pass this law. What is it that has happened or may happen that is the reason that they passed this, that the military can do maneuvers in the United States? You know, handle
I don't know
insurrectionists in the United States.
I guess the reason is they suspect that there's going to be trouble coming soon in the U.S.
Is it because that George Bush is not going to leave his role as president in 2008?
I don't know. Who knows what they've got in mind, Mark? They're just increasing their power. And we'll go on here with more details. And what I'm surprised at is that we hadn't even caught wind of this one. We knew all about the Military Commissions Act, whereas most people didn't even know what that was. Keith Olbermann's been talking about it on MSNBC, so more people know now than they did in the past. But this is news to me. This is, over a week later that we find out about this. The Military Commissions Act. In a sense, the two laws complement one another. One allows for torture and detention abroad, and also here at home. While the other seeks to enforce acquiescence at home, preparing to order the military onto the streets of America. Remember, the term for putting an area under military law enforcement control is precise. The term is martial law. We're going to get into some more details on this Defense Authorization Act, and let's talk about why you think this is happening. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
Fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
Ted Henderson from Midas. Today is October 27, 2006. Gold opened at $598.40, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $624.64. Again, that's $624.64 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. Offer ends 12/30/06. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is on the house. We give it away because that's the way a good talk show website should be. The bulletin board system included, by the way. You can get interactive with over 1,200 of our listeners as well as the hosts. Plus, there's just so much to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff, you find it all. bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com and register now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum this February 23rd to 25th. Meet superstar, libertarian superstars John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. And you can get registered at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. That's freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. I was looking at the lineup for the Liberty Forum. It is going to be a hell of an event, Mark.
They're hoping to make it the biggest libertarian event ever.
You know, it's going to be big news. It's going to be a big deal to meet John Stossel and everything. Mm-hmm. He's a big personality. But I got to say, I'm more excited about meeting Jack Cole from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. He's going to be there.
You really like him? I'm a big fan. You know, I'm a big fan of Michael Badnarik.
Yeah, I believe he's going to be.
He's a real scholar, and I think that he thinks every issue through, and I really like him.
Very good. So there's going to be all kinds of interesting people to meet up with at the Liberty Forum. All right, 1-800-259-9231. If you want to dial in and tell us why you think that we are, apparently, according to towardfreedom.com, and I have confirmed this elsewhere, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 was signed about 2 weeks ago by President Bush. Nobody was talking about it. We didn't even know about this. I didn't find out about it until this weekend. And apparently the whole point of this Defense Authorization Act is to allow the president to declare a public emergency and station U.S. troops anywhere in America. Not to mention take control of the National Guard units without consent from the governor, because National Guard units are supposed to be state-based, right?
Right, and it's another shot at states' rights. I mean, that's it. States' rights are gone.
President Bush seized this unprecedented power the same day he signed the Military Commissions Act of 2006. Section 1076 of the massive Authorization Act, which grants the Pentagon another $500-plus billion for its ill-advised adventures, is entitled, quote, Use of the Armed Forces in Major Public Emergencies, unquote. Section 333 is entitled, Major Public Emergencies, Interference with State and Federal Law, states that the President may employ the armed forces, including the National Guard and Federal Service, to restore public order and enforce the laws of the United States when, as a result of a natural disaster, epidemic, or other serious public health emergency, terrorist attack or incident, or other condition. Love that part.
Yeah.
Or other condition in any state or possession of the United States. So as long as other condition is met, which can mean anything, that just basically means the president has the ability to order the troops wherever he wants to, on whatever whim he wants to.
Essentially, you know, nothing stopped presidents from doing this in the past. What Bush is doing here is, you know, sweeping home plate, as it were.
Yeah.
Just, you know,
just prepping.
Just in case I need to do this for some reason
another.
I might have to declare martial law for some reason.
It was embarrassing to him because he got caught red-handed doing all that other crap that he wasn't supposed to be doing. And that's why they passed the Military Commissions Act to sort of clean up after the fact. To kind of, okay, this is okay now. It wasn't okay before, but now it's okay now. We're going to retroactively make it so nothing we did was illegal. That's what they did with the Military Commissions Act. So now he's, like you say, cleaning off home plate, prepping for the future to where he can just bring martial law upon the United States.
It's the scariest thing to me. I'm not the sort that would just imagine that the United States system is going to crumble right there in front of us, and suddenly the president's going to declare martial law and then decide that they're not going to abdicate power in 2009, January 20th, when it's time. But what is he doing this for? And if he's not doing it for any reason, why did he do it so that the Democrat, which in all likelihood, it seems to me that a Democrat's probably going to be president in 2009. Mm-hmm. It's just a guess. But why would he do this? Certainly a Democrat's going to be coming to power at some point or another. Why would he do this so that they have the ability to do it?
To protect America.
But he doesn't believe that Democrats can protect America. That's what they're campaigning
against.
Well,
they're not going to get in charge. Trust
right.
me.
I bet. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, continues here. So there's this other condition that can call him into doing this. In any state or possession of the United States, the president determines that domestic violence has occurred to such an extent that the constituted authorities of the state or possession are incapable of maintaining public order. Quote, in order to suppress in any state any insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or conspiracy.
Oh.
Now, there's a conspiracy going on here within these here boundaries of New Hampshire, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a conspiracy, because when you get more than two people together plotting something, you've got a conspiracy. Mark, you've been conspiring to maybe run for mayor come next year sometime.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
There have been people conspiring all over this state to run for office and bring New Hampshire back to more of a state of freedom and liberty. That's a conspiracy going on here. We may need troops on the streets to put a stop to this, because they're conspiring to bring back liberty at the cost of our power.
And clearly he doesn't believe that the states have any business being in control of their own National Guards, because he's just given himself the power to bring up the National Guard of any state without the governor's permission.
But what does it mean to enforce the laws to restore public order? Well, apparently it means to commandeer guardsmen from any state over the objections of local governmental, military, and local police entities, ship them off to another state, conscript them in a law enforcement mode, which is not what these people are trained to do.
Right. These aren't law enforcers.
These are soldiers.
It's their job to kill people.
And set them loose against so-called disorderly citizenry. Protesters, possibly. Or those who object to, say, forced vaccinations and quarantines in the event of a bioterror event.
I mean, it would have to be a really large-scale thing to have to bring in the National Guard. I mean, cops can come in from just about anywhere these days. I mean, communication is so rapid that you could get police in from neighboring towns and counties and that kind of thing pretty quickly. You could have a very, and considering the size of police forces these days, you could have a very large police force mustered very quickly. What do we need this for?
The law also facilitates militarized police roundups and detention of protesters, so-called illegal aliens, potential terrorists, and other, quote, undesirables. For detention in facilities already contracted for and under construction by Halliburton. That's right, under the cover of a trumped-up immigration emergency and the frenzied militarization of the southern border, detention camps are being constructed right under our noses. Camps designed for anyone who resists the foreign and domestic agenda of the Bush administration. Now, I actually hadn't heard that the camps were actually being constructed at this point, so we're going on what this article is claiming. An article on recent contract awards in the recent issue of the Slick Insider, quote, Journal of Counterterrorism and Homeland Security International, unquote, reported that global engineering and technical services powerhouse KBR, which is a subsidiary of Halliburton,
right,
announced in January that it's got the that $385 million contract to build these facilities. So the question is this article accurate in saying that KBR has already started building them? If so, where? I want to know more about that for sure. By the way, you take control of the airwaves. Anything goes. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
The Japanese have used magnetic therapy for thousands of years, and it's more popular today than ever before. Established in 2000, Arizona Unipol Magnetics, AUM, is the number one online source for the superb Dr. Philpott-approved Polar Power Magnetics. Now offering a complete line of these fine magnetics in an easy-to-read mail-order catalog. No hyped-up product descriptions to waste your time, just the facts. Unique polar-powered magnetics are designed to apply only the negative magnetic field to the body, and they're the only magnetics used in Dr. Philpott's research. Proven safe with over 23 years of documented research, now, GCN listeners can order the polar-powered ceramic block biomagnet and get a discount. This is the workhorse of all biomagnets. Just mention GCN when you place your order. Visit azunimags.com, that's A-Z-U-N as in North, I-M-A-G-S.com, or call toll-free to order and request a catalog, 888-442-0449. That's 888-442-0449.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times.
Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-339-1700. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-339-1700. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-339-1700. That's 1-800-339-1700.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, with dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo, and you can be part of it as well, or just enjoy it at shrine.freetalklive.com. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Looking for some passionate political debate that doesn't sound like it was written by a flax from the Democrats or the Republicans? Check out Common Sense with Dan Carlin and see why he's popular with Free Talk Live listeners. It's loud, fast, and smart. Get the podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com. That's dancarlin.com.
That's right. We're talking about a new piece of legislation that was passed apparently about 2 weeks ago by George Bush. It's called the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007. I didn't even know about it until this past weekend, and it's pretty disturbing. It's quite a compliment to the Military Commissions Act of 2006, which, essentially, just to recap, the Military Commissions Act destroyed habeas corpus, made it so they can pick anybody up off the streets if they want to, lock them in a military brig, and them never see the light of day again. Military tribunals, Star Chamber, that whole deal. Destroying freedoms. Now you've got this one, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, which essentially allows the president to take National Guard members from the states without the permission of the governor. The state doesn't even have any say in it. They can just pluck them up from one state, put them into another state, and essentially create martial law based on undesirables, based on disorderly citizenry, protesters. There's no excuse necessary because the language is so generic. So general here, any conspiracy, insurrection, domestic violence, unlawful combination, or other condition. So there's nothing that's off the table as far as a reason why
right.
they could create martial law in your state.
And make up a reason and do it now.
Yep, the article from Toward Freedom is pointing out also the $385 million 5-year contract
with KBR, a Halliburton subsidiary, to create detention camps, which will tie right into this whole martial law thing. You think we're joking about this? Do you think we're being alarmist here? 1-800-259-9231. If we're not being alarmist, or if we are being alarmist, then why is all this going on?
Yeah,
why are these laws being passed?
I have to say it does seem alarmist. I can't. It's hard
I'm
to imagine.
I'm just reporting the news. This is just the news. I'm reporting the news, including excerpts from the law itself. These are not words that the article made up.
Right.
As far as I can tell, the only thing that I'm questioning about the article is that they're actually building these camps. But for all I know, they are. I mean, would they really announce that really loudly if they were building detention camps in the United States?
Probably not.
Make no mistake about it, says ThinkFreedom.com. The de facto repeal of the Posse Comitatus Act is an ominous assault on American democratic tradition and jurisprudence. The 1878 Act, which reads, quote, whoever, except in cases and under circumstances expressly authorized by the Constitution or Act of Congress, willfully uses any part of the Army or Air Force as a Posse Comitatus or otherwise to execute the laws, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 2 years or both. So that's one of the rare pieces of legislation, Mark, that actually has a punishment for the people that
right.
That violate.
For the politician that you know, dares to bring the military into the United States and use it as a police force.
It happens to be the only U.S. criminal statute that outlaws military operations directed against the American people under the cover of law enforcement. As such, it has been the best protection we've had so far against the power-hungry intentions of an unscrupulous and reckless executive office and executive intent on using force to enforce its will. Unfortunately, this past week, the president dealt Posse Comitatus, along with American democracy, a near-fatal blow. Consequently, it'll take an aroused citizenry to undo the damage wrought by this horrendous act, part and parcel, as we've seen of a long train of abuses and outrages perpetrated by this authoritarian administration. Yeah, well, it may take an aroused citizenry, but if the citizenry gets too aroused, it might count as, you know, one of these offenses. It might count as conspiracy or insurrection. So if people get too aroused over this, they might just declare martial law and shut us down.
Yeah, what if it's just a large protest? I mean, could they use this Posse Comitatus on the Million Mom March?
1-800-259-9231. Despite the unprecedented and shocking nature of this act, there's been no outcry in the American media and little reaction from our elected officials in Congress. On September 19th, alone Senator Patrick Leahy noted that the Defense Authorization Act contained a widely opposed provision to make the president to allow the president more control over the National Guard. Changes to the Insurrection Act, which will make it easier for this or any future president to use the military to restore domestic order without the consent of the nation's governors. And I mean, it just goes on.
I'm slack-jawed and shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't even know what to say about this.
Maybe Kevin has something to say. Kevin in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello. We're going
Hello?
To Kevin. Hello, Kevin.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about that new thing that they just found.
Yeah, the Defense Authorization Bill or whatever, Defense Authorization Act.
Well, here's an interesting thing with the military tribunal, that it can be carried on to, say, Hillary Clinton.
I'm sorry, I don't understand. What?
She could carry on and use the Military Tribunal Act herself against Republicans.
Oh, sure, sure.
It's a really dangerous double-edged sword, and you can keep the country in chaos.
Isn't it amazing that the Republicans are out there cheering this stuff on? Don't they realize the implications?
Well, and then there are two, back in the 30s, there was a comedian in Germany joking about Dachau. And that's where he died, Dachau.
Hmm.
But talking about the military and police,
mm-hmm.
and then getting control in New York State, one of the preferences to be a trooper is to be military or college.
Oh, you mean as far as getting a job as a state trooper, you have to have, they prefer if you've had military?
Military and or college.
I'm surprised they want college graduates. There was one police department that essentially said if you've got more than a C average, you're not allowed.
Yeah. Well, this is years ago, but that was their criteria was their main picks was
Kevin, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's try... Hello? Let's go to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. John in New Hampshire? Hey, we lost John. So sorry. 800-259-9231. If you want to maybe posit your suggestion as to why this is going on, what are they preparing for? Are they really that concerned that there's going to be, you know, domestic upheaval? That there's going to be something that something going on in the United States, so many protesters that they have to bring in the military? What on earth could they possibly have in mind here? I mean, somebody thought this up for a reason, right?
Right.
What's the reason behind this? Nobody talked about it. This was a closed, private signing ceremony. Now, the Military Commissions Act was a public signing ceremony. There was photographers in there, pictures being taken. Why was one closed and the other one wasn't? What is going on here?
All right, what is the reason that that they thought that it would be a good idea to do away with 200 years of, you know, about this tradition in the United States where, you know, posse comitatus was illegal.
9/11 changed everything.
There's a penalty. 9/11 changed it when?
On 9/11. Changed the world.
5 years ago? Over 5 years ago?
The world changed on 9/11.
And nothing's happened since then?
Well, everything's changed. Nothing's happened, but everything's changed. That's because everything's changed. Nothing's happened.
Is there going to be some huge amount of Muslims that are going to rise up in the United States that we need National Guard troops?
But, there might be Mexicans.
But what's that have to do with 9/11?
Well, we got to put a stop to this.
Okay.
We need troops in the streets because there's Mexicans here.
Okay. Well,
I don't know what the reasons are.
I'm baffled.
I'm trying here.
I know. You're doing good.
It's crazy.
This is bad, bad news, no matter how you slice it.
The senator from Vermont said the implications of changing posse comitatus are enormous. There's good reason for the constructive friction in existing law when it comes to martial law declarations. Using the military for law enforcement goes against one of the founding tenets of our country. We fail our Constitution, neglecting the rights of the states, when we make it easier for the president to declare martial law and trample on local and state sovereignty. I can't disagree with that. I really can't. And it makes me wonder, when is the first time this is going to be used? Now, they did sort of, there was a bit of martial law going on in New Orleans last year, right? Would that count? Was that a violation of posse comitatus? Just nobody called them on it? It's your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsavegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free number for you, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site. We give it away, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff, like the Free Talk Live stuff. Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and classic archives and DVD collector sets, all there at store.freetalklive.com and more. That's store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to Don in Kansas City. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Hello, Don. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know, after I called last week and we talked about immigration stuff.
Okay.
And after that conversation, listening to Mark, I'm going to go ahead and become an amplifier. I think it's just
wow.
A great show.
Thank you, Don. We really appreciate it. What was on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to I think we ended our conversation last week with the same kind of thing and how I said the Free State Project, if anything was going to threaten it, is exactly what you're talking about today.
Yeah, I was thinking that the same thing.
I mean, it's really starting to get scary. And
yes, it is.
I think the reason why that clause is in there where they can take National Guardsmen from other states and plunk them down in other states is because I think they'd be more or less reluctant to shoot on their fellow statesmen.
Because since they're not in the same state, they know for sure they're not going to be attacking mostly
exactly.
Their friends and family members.
Exactly.
Do you think that they would use a state that's nearby or a state that's far away? Now, my thought is that, for instance, there's a certain amount of enmity between, Massachusetts and New Hampshire New Hampshire and Vermont, that kind of thing. And I was just thinking that maybe that little extra bit might be the difference in, National Guard troops pulling a trigger and not pulling a trigger.
Well, yeah, I think they'd scatter them all over the country, and I also think that, the kind of programs they have in the military now where, say, if you're in Mexico and you sign up for the forces, you get a free green card, I think those kind of troops would also be a little more likely to fire on U.S. citizens than the native-born also.
Well, it makes me recall a show we did about a year ago, Mark. It was right after Katrina, and the National Guard had been brought in to New Orleans for law enforcement purposes, which,
right.
Of course, seems not appropriate at all. But nonetheless, they were there.
It's sort of appropriate in the sense that the National Guard often comes in for disasters. So
right.
This is a disaster, but it's disaster police work, which
right.
is wrong.
They were walking through the streets with weapons.
Right.
Yeah, but
that doesn't make any sense.
Unless I'm mistaken, I thought they wouldn't even be on the National Guard. I thought they had armed forces from both the U.S. and Mexico patrolling those streets.
I'm not sure.
I've heard that the Mexico military came over to like lend assistance or something like that, but I couldn't find any evidence as far as stories went, and I don't know. It might just be rumor.
The reason I even brought it up, though, Don, was because there was actually video footage. I believe it was an ABC News report where they were following this National Guard troop around and just sort of watching what they were doing, which was disarming people. They were going into people's houses, taking people's guns.
Yeah, taking their guns.
And they had an interview with one of the troopers
where they essentially, where he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the actual clip, he essentially said, yeah, we're ready in case somebody comes around that corner. Ready for what? The guy who was interviewing said. Well, ready to shoot an American.
Yeah.
He basically said he was prepared to shoot an American.
He didn't sound like he was particularly happy about it, but he did sound like he'd shoot him.
He sounded like he was willing to follow those orders.
Yeah.
And what's amazing to me is that they were hyping it up on the TV that it was, you know, total bedlam down there, and that you got gang members running around shooting things. And the people that'll probably most responsible and ready to defend their families are themselves with their weapons, and they're taking that ability away from them.
That's right.
I personally think that whole thing down there was a dry run for this kind of military control. And I don't know, when I look at the facts, this one man, this one president has done more to destroy this country than anybody else in history. And it's the conspiracy theories around 9/11 and stuff, I don't buy into them. But man, if he didn't have direct involvement, then at least letting it happen has gone a long way to secure his power on this country, and it's just frightening to me.
It really is, Don, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in New Hampshire. Trying him again. John, you're on Free Talk Live, hopefully.
Yeah, hi, guys. I got knocked off. I don't know why.
That's okay. What's on your mind?
Before I get into it, I'll just make a quick comment on this Senator John Warren. I used to watch a ton of C-SPAN. I used to be kind of addicted to what they call C-SPAN junkies. So I really followed it.
You know how to have fun, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, I was learning about this process, and to me that's more important than watching the sports games. This stuff affects our lives.
Right.
But at one point along the way, I started to get this really horrible feeling watching some of these people, particularly in the United States Senate, and particularly John Warner, I believe, was the first one. I got this really horrible feeling. Like, these people would rather kill me than listen to my questions if I raise the question too loudly. And so that is a background, because this, you mentioned that he's the author of this Defense Authorization Act.
Yeah, who is this guy, John Warner?
John Warner. He's a really horrible person. He's a very, very powerful senator from down south.
Okay.
The point of my call, when you started with this, in the past, when people spoke about secession, I kind of smiled. I rolled my eyes. I go, isn't that cute? And when they were really serious, I kind of cringed. And I thought, don't these people want to work within the United States and bring this all back? But now, with the passage of the Military Commissions Act, and now you're talking tonight about this Defense Authorization Act,
mm-hmm.
In my head, I'm thinking, wake up, it's over. The United States, as we know it, is ending.
Yeah, why bother trying to save it at this point?
You know, I was hearing this article, I was thinking of those people that say that, you know, democracies historically have lasted 200 years.
And we've passed, we're on overtime.
Yeah, and one could argue that we're beyond, we lost a while ago.
Yeah, we've gone into overtime, and the clock is ticking, and now the machinery of a complete and total police/surveillance state, the machinery for that is being moved in.
I talked
to people, and they say, well, that couldn't happen here.
And I
say, why would this government be? The history of the world proves that this is what governments do. So, with that, I'm no longer cringing and smiling or rolling my eyes at the idea of secession. I think it really seriously needs to be considered. In early November, I believe, something like the 3rd, the 5th, something, and I don't know the name of the group, Vermont Republic or whatever it is, up in Vermont,
they're
having
Vermont
a symposium
Republic
on this. And these guys might be socialist or communist, and I don't even want to hear that anymore, because, you know what, it might be better than neocon, New World Order, fascist state, and there's also the Republic of New Hampshire, which I don't know the, you know, I suppose that's enough to get anybody to the site, Republic of New Hampshire.
I think it's republicofnh.org. I think
it's something that seriously needs to be considered and talked about. These people are coming to get us.
I agree.
And as far as whether there's going to be tanks rolling in the streets, my children are all adults, and I told my oldest daughter, who I have the best communication with, that it's a real possibility that it all ends here. It's a real possibility. Patriots need to not be afraid, stand your ground, make the move, come to New Hampshire. Let's stand for liberty. Be patriots.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. 1-800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I mean, there's another guy who, you know, 3 weeks ago or a few months ago, he would have been on the same page with you on secession. Oh, kooky crackpot idea. We shouldn't talk about that stuff. And I think it's more important now, more so than ever, to talk about ideas like this, if not for any other reason, to simply let people know that these are things that are being talked about publicly. These are ideas that are being bandied about by people in some sort of measure of influence. Not that we're huge as far as influential capacity goes, but if Free Talk Live is talking about it and Gardner Goldsmith is talking about it and other people start talking about it, the communists are talking about it, if various different groups are out there talking about secession, then maybe it'll lend some more credibility to the concept.
You know, I was listening to C-SPAN. It was yesterday, I believe. And apparently Free Talk Live is so popular that even C-SPAN has decided to take have a call-in show. A live call-in show.
They've had that.
Have they? It's awful.
Is that the one where they have the Democrat line, Republican line, and the other line?
Yeah. Some dude got on there and dropped the N-bomb and the F-bomb.
Oh, my.
Right inside, you know, seconds. It was so funny.
By the way, Wyoming, according to the Associated Press, a school safety drill that included police officers in riot gear with weapons has caused some concern among parents that say it was too realistic and frightened some students. Police in the Western Michigan community of Wyoming entered two classrooms on Thursday and announced that there was a threat to the school. Students who were unaware police were conducting a drill were taken from the classroom into the halls, patted down by officers,
wow,
and asked what they had in their pockets, the newspaper said. But to continue this story coming up in hour number two, 800-259-9231, why are they doing police paramilitary drills in our schools? Could it have something to do with preparing kids for what might be happening here in this country soon? And why is it, you know, why is it that the lines are so blurred between the military and the police anyway, even without the Defense Authorization Act? Is it more conditioning? 800-259-9231, you take control, it's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.